M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Economic growth is slowing down, amping up fears of impending recession. The government says the GDP was up just 1.1% in the first quarter. That's a significant drop in expansion from the 2.6% at the end of last year. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The numbers were really interesting because it does appear that consumers were the bulk of the activity in the first quarter. Consumer consumption up by 3.7%. Meanwhile, businesses did not spend quite as much.
A 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of leaking top U.S. government secrets online, Jack Teixeira, has a court appearance in Boston today. Federal prosecutors have released new information to try to dissuade the judge from allowing him to go free on bail. Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
Prosecutors say Teixeira should be held pending trial because he is a flight risk. He faces 25 years in prison connected to charges involving the Espionage Act, and there could be more charges to come.
Just in from the Middle East, the U.S. Navy says Iran has seized an oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Navy's Fifth Fleet says Iran seized a Marshall Islands-flagged tanker just north of Oman's capital. It had just left Kuwait and was heading for Houston, Texas. The tanker issued a distress call. The U.S. is calling on Iran to release the tanker immediately.
The Kremlin says a planned U.S. consular visit to jailed Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been scrapped. Officials there say it's retaliation for Washington not issuing visas to Russian journalists. Gershkovich was arrested last month and charged with espionage. Writer E. Jean Carroll will be back on the stand at court in New York today to testify about her claims that she was raped by Donald Trump. CBS's Elaine Quijano has more.
Carroll, who is now 79 years old, alleges former President Trump attacked her in the dressing room of an upscale New York City department store in the 90s. At times, the testimony was graphic. She testified she pushed back and doesn't recall saying no, but, quote, may have.
In Dublin, Texas, hail the size of tennis balls falling into a backyard pool as thunderstorms rip through parts of the South, damaging homes and cars, canceling flights, and knocking out power to tens of thousands. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says there's more nasty weather to come.
Along the panhandle, there's the potential there for some tornadic activity, and there is a risk today of tornadoes from New Orleans straight along the Gulf Coast.
This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's coronavirus emergency is officially over. The Department of Health Services says it will transition away from emergency footing as the Biden administration prepares to end the national emergency declaration in about 2 weeks. DHS Secretary Kristen Johnson urges people in Wisconsin not to let their guard down just because the emergency declarations are passing. Wisconsin's top Democrats are lining up behind President Biden's re-election bid. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says there's no path to the White House without winning Wisconsin. Congressman Mark Pocan tells the Journal Sentinel that progress under Biden is the fastest he's seen in 30 years. In sports, the Bucks are out of the playoffs after last night's Game 5 overtime loss to Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I think about a month ago, Calvin, I was talking about the fact that people, straw sellers, were taking guns across the border and selling them to Mexican cartels. And I forgot, some guy called me up and was emotional about, I didn't know what I was talking about, you know. Well, you know, it's always important to know, if you're doing radio, what you're talking about. I mean, even though it's not always the case, because I listen to people on the airways just say all manner of things, but I try to make sure that I check things out before I ever bring them before the audience. I think it's important that you do that. But in this article, the Department of Justice gun control effort showing progress on straw purchases gun trafficking. President Biden signed the Bipartisan Safety Community Act last summer, making it a federal crime to traffic in firearms. I don't know why that shouldn't have been a federal crime from the beginning. And stiffening penalties for straw purchases made on behalf of people who aren't allowed to own guns. If you really just give that paragraph a thought. So people have been able to traffic in guns and basically not pay much of a price for that. And people have been allowed to purchase guns for people who because they're felons and other things, and not pay a price for that until Joe Biden increased the penalties for those things. Since then, new data from federal prosecutors shows they've charged 31 people in 17 cases under the new legislation. That's nothing. 31 people. In 17 cases for gun trafficking across the border to Mexican cartels. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives spokeswoman Carolyn Collins called the laws a powerful new tool. Listen to this. The changes to the Federal Gun Control Act are designed to enhance ATF's ability to identify, deter, and investigate those who illegally divert firearms from lawful commerce, Collins wrote in an email. The first case prosecuted with the new laws was against Sid Hernandez, 26, in Laredo, Texas. He began a seven-year prison term for gun trafficking this week after being arrested last summer. Just try to wrap your arms around these numbers. Police intercepted Hernandez traveling south on Interstate 35 towards the Mexican border with 17 firearms. Charging documents show since 2020, he purchased. So in 2 years, this man purchased 231 handguns in Texas. In calibers of 9mm, 380, and 22s, and trafficked them to Mexico. So those of you who believe in the Second Amendment, I mean, your thoughts, does it make sense? How is it possible that one person can purchase 231 handguns? Why is that okay? How come there's not a law to prevent that? The man purchased 231 handguns. What do they think he was doing with 231 handguns? Why was there not a flag? Or why is that not even today? Why is there not something to prevent that? You gun owners. You gun owners of America. You know. The NRA. Why is that legal? There's no way that should have been legal. One man purchasing 231 handguns in Texas. Now, many of those kinds of purchases wind up in the hands of in urban centers across the nation, in the hands of 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds. They can't go buy the gun. There's somebody trafficking in guns like this guy did. He purchased 231 handguns, and he sold them in Mexico to drug cartels. No telling how many people died. How does he only get 7 years? In public announcements, the ATF warns that straw purchasing can now carry a 25-year prison sentence if the gun is used in a terrorism attack or drug trafficking. Let me say this. They only get 25 years if it's used in drug trafficking or terrorism. What if it's used to kill innocent people? That doesn't count. That doesn't matter. It only has to be drug trafficking or a terrorism attack that will get you to maximum 25 years. This is what's wrong with the system. And this is why the ATF, which doesn't create the law, so I have to give them a break on that. But the House and the Senate that create these laws don't make them as tough as they should be. We keep talking about the continued slaughter of people in this country, and then you come to find that one guy can buy 231 handguns. Handguns. What do you think he was doing with 231 handguns? How come there's no system to put a stop on that? In the words of Archie Bunker, hold-o, stop-o. Why is that not possible? I mean, how is that possible that was legal to do? And so how do we just find this out now? That's how we now have over 420 20 so odd million guns in the society because there's people like this guy who knew that the law was so laxed that he felt comfortable enough to go into gun stores and buy these guns. And nothing that alerted anybody. Hey, wait a minute. This guy's bought, I mean, I can see, you know, maybe the first 10. Although I don't know what somebody needs with 10 handguns. But anyway, say he bought 10 handguns. So I may be able to understand that, Calvin, you know. But then when he got to 50, you would have thought somebody would have said, or there would be some kind of trigger that says, hey, Calvin just bought 50 guns in the last year. Well, okay, maybe you say 50 is not enough to alarm somebody. But then he went up to 100. Shouldn't there have been some mechanism that would say that he, now this guy has purchased 100 guns, but he gets all the way up to 230 before there's even any response? And the only reason there was a response, he got caught going across the border with 17 guns. He would have been able to continue. One man. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? And I know this is a taboo subject. I keep talking about guns. And I know I keep, you know, people keep saying, why does he always talk? Hey, man, this man bought 231 handguns inside of 2 years. And nobody said anything about it until he got caught taking 17 more of them across the border and selling them to drug cartels. We want to create a war with Mexico, and we want to attack the drug cartels. What the hell? We armed them. American people are arming them. Let's stop the American people from arming the drug cartels before we decide to go to war. Doesn't that make sense? 844-967-2789. What's your thought? We'll be right back.
Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by challenging your friends and family to register today for the 21st annual Walk to End Lupus, now Milwaukee. The walk will take place on the morning of May 13th at beautiful Hoyt Park in Wauwatosa. Adult registration is just $30 and children under 15 are $20. Prices will increase after May 10th, so make sure you sign up now. To pre-register, go to lupuswi.org or call 414-443-6400.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AshiRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, Eastside, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Highs around 62 this afternoon, under mainly sunny skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 40 tonight, mainly clear. High temperatures reach up to 61. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the mid-50s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. A 79-year-old Illinois man was charged with murder for fatally shooting his neighbor while he was doing yard work earlier this month, authorities said on Tuesday. The Lake County Sheriff's Office said Eltor Lackey was arrested and charged with two counts of first-degree murder after he shot his next-door neighbor, William Marty, 59, in the head. So what was his neighbor doing? What was William Marty doing that his next-door neighbor decided to take a gun and blow his brains out? He was using the leaf blower in his yard. And the guy with the gun, you know, Ettore Lachi, told him the leaf blower is making too much noise. He's on his own property. He's in his yard. And so this gentleman walks out with his gun and blows the man's brains out. But, you know, I got a Second Amendment right to own my gun. Hey, man. There's something so wrong with this kind of thing, and so tiring. And I get frustrated with it because, you know, I know there are people listening who they think their Second Amendment rights are so sacred and it's the most important thing in the world. My, even more important than the right to free speech. And so even to the degree that they value those Second Amendment rights over life, it's true. And then you turn around and you hear situations like this, poor man. All he's doing is, you know, spring outside, he's cleaning the leaves left over from last winter. And a lunatic with a gun comes out and says, "You're making too much noise," and the guy keeps blowing the leaves. And the lunatic with the gun then shoots the man in the head. And then you'll hear people say, well, it's not the gun. It's not the gun that killed him. Then what was it? It was the gun that killed him. If the guy didn't have that gun, he couldn't have walked out and shot that man in the head. Well, he had a Second Amendment right to own the gun. Okay. All right. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm nauseated by the continuation of this. And the fact that we can't have educated conversations about it. We certainly can have conversations about whether or not somebody can be a transsexual. Oh, we're, if it's a conversation about that, everybody's got something to add about that. Oh, you know, he's transsexual. Can't even keep people off the phone lines if it's something like that. Oh, or if it's critical race theory. You can't teach, you can't have that kind of stuff being taught in the schools. Can't beat people rushing to the phones for those conversations. But guns, where are you? Man, again, poor man. Poor man. Because some lunatic with a gun, you know, and here's the other part of it, you know, I guess there's a lot of power that goes along with owning and having guns and having that tool in your hand. After all, it gives you the power to determine whether something lives or dies. That's a very, very powerful reality. That you have control, even if it's an animal. You have that kind of control in your hand. Life or death, you determine it. And I just think that that's an awful lot of power to give to people, and many who aren't deserving of it. You may have the power once you have it, but the real issue is, do you have the right? Having the power and having the right are two different things. And I think, unfortunately, in this society, there's not enough emphasis put on whether or not you had a right. You have the killing stick, you know. I don't know what's the thought. I've never killed anybody, and I don't ever want in my life or anything. I'll go through my life without having done that. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Special Report. U.S. economic growth is slowing down. It dropped to an annual rate of 1.1% in the first quarter. That's down from 2.6% at the end of last year. Early 2023's slight increase driven by consumer spending. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
A lot of economists that I speak to believe that much of that spending by consumers was done early in the quarter, probably January to mid-February, and it may have tapered off towards the end of the quarter.
None of it is good news for borrowers.
Inside of this GDP report, we saw inflation measures increasing in the first quarter from the fourth quarter. That means that we are likely to see another quarter of a percentage point increase at next week's Fed meeting.
The government says first quarter growth was dragged down by weakness in the housing market and business investment, both heavily influenced by interest rates. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Is your teenager anxious about their future? Would you like to see them take control with confidence and excitement? Contact Sarah Deacon, the adulting coach, at sarahdeacon.com and give them the courage to face their next level in life. Sarah Deacon Coaching helps to process decisions, relationships, rejection, and everything else teenagers go through. And it's a judgment-free zone to learn and express themselves. Visit sarahdeacon.com for your free consultation. That's SARADEACON.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, Tucker Carlson breaks his silence after being let go, by Fox News. And I guess I just didn't know just how much the people love Tucker Carlson. Because I've listened to Tucker Carlson. I don't know what it is they see in him. He's just a guy who, and I'll tell you something. I used to watch Bill O'Reilly. Tucker Carlson was no Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly was a much better host than Tucker Carlson. Much more talented. Tucker Carlson was just a brick thrower, flamethrower. Bill O'Reilly was the guy who certainly was there prior to Tucker Carlson and helped build Fox News into what it was. He was the number one host in the nation all during the time that he was there. So they bring Tucker Carlson in, and Tucker Carlson's a guy who clearly just wanted to ramp things up, get people fired up. Never a whole lot of things and facts in the things that he said, but to get people irate about their lots in life and to blame others for that. But now there's talk about Tucker Carlson for president. Yay! Calvin. And there are people talking about we'll see Tucker in the White House. Oh, that's pretty creative. But you know, when I heard Tucker Carlson for president, I didn't think it was a joke. And that's the problem. That should have been a joke. But it can't ever be a joke because Donald Trump was the president. Man, Donald Trump, I almost forgot, but Donald Trump was once president of the United States. How did we survive that, Calvin? Man.
I honestly can't tell you earlier.
Man, it was, where was I at? Was I asleep? Donald Trump got 4 years as the most powerful man on the planet. And I'm like Rip Van Winkle, right? I wake up and that nightmare, they're talking about happening again. Donald Trump has 50% support from Republicans. He's going to be the next nominee for the presidency of the United States. And that should be a nightmare, but never mind, because he is going to get the nomination. And the only great thing about that is it's a guaranteed shellacking from an 82-year-old man, because there's no way any independent is going to ever vote for anybody like Donald Trump ever again. They've had a chance to look at this man and listen to him. He's angry. He's walking around. He's angry. Why are you angry? I wasn't the president anymore. Okay. He's still going to single-handedly destroy the Republican Party. It's what he's going to do. And that's okay, right? It's okay. Because the Republican Party is doing this themselves. They're selecting a man that they know can't win. And an 82-year-old man like Joe Biden will whip his backside. He's angry. Donald Trump is angry. Trump set to create new problems for the GOP as nomination looks locked up for him. So finally, Ron DeSantis is finally announcing, hey, I'm going to run. Hey, Ron, it's too late. It's too late. You know, the elephant in the room is there. And he's going to destroy any of your dreams along with the Republican Party. So go ahead, give Donald Trump the nomination. if you think if it's all possible again that a lunatic like Donald Trump is going to get control of the White House again, you know, I got some land to sell you. As Crudy once said for the Devils in Fukushima. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Hey, CJ.
Morning, Earl. You know, we got to pick and choose when we call you because sometimes you only get one shot.
Well, listen, CJ. Let me say, you call any conservative talk show, won't get that.
That is not true.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, man. Hey, that's absolutely true. And to sit here and act like you only get one shot, you get more time on my show than you will anywhere else in the state or in the nation. That's just a fact. I'm a talk show guy. I know, I listen, and I know how it works. And especially on conservative talk radio, call in.
I love your show. I love your show, Earl, but you're delusional.
Where am I delusional, CJ? Point it out.
We're safer and more prosperous underneath a Republican president. I don't care who the nominee is.
I said you guys aren't going to win. It's over. Run Donald Trump. Give him the nomination. There's only a handful of people who think like you, CJ. Only a handful, the majority.
People are feeling this 82-year-old president's pain, and you want to talk about a candidate destroying the GOP. You've got a president that's destroying our country right before our eyes.
Where has he destroyed the country? CJ?
He can't put three words together. He's more worried about climate change than other countries invading countries.
Hey, CJ, we are all worried about matter. Anybody with common sense is worried about climate change.
Yeah, right. Okay. You can worry about it, but you can't do crap about it.
Oh, you can't
The mere fact that we've got our world being destroyed by this candidate, this president, any number other than unemployment is because, you know, this president has destroyed business.
Hey, CJ.
Destroying it.
Where has he destroyed business?
To buy something. What are interest rates, Earl? What are interest rates? What, you name it, housing market, you name it.
Hey,
this
CJ.
Guy's a disaster.
And Donald Trump is going to fix all of that, right?
Damn straight he would, and any other Republican, because their policies matter.
Hey, CJ.
It isn't about the guy.
Hey, CJ, their policies.
You got a party that can't define a woman.
Hey, CJ, their policies.
What, can you
bring him down, man. Bring him down. Your policies only matter to you. They don't matter to the masses of the people. It's why Republicans haven't been winning any damn thing, man. Are you aware of that? I don't think you live in the real world. So whatever it is you feel doesn't matter because the majority of the American people don't feel that way. So you can live in a bubble for the rest of your life. Donald Trump is not going to ever be the president again. Republicans, I don't care who they run, Ron DeSantis, they can run you, CJ. It's going to be the same thing because people know what Republican policies stand for. And they don't stand for the average person. All right, bring them up.
Not true. We lived it, Earl. We're living your policies, and it is about policies. It's not about the guy. He protected America. Now we left Americans in Sudan. We closed another embassy. This guy's a disaster. China's walking all over him because 51 intelligence officers lied about the big guy. and you're okay with that. You're delusional.
Hey, CJ, let me say this before I let you go. Donald Trump, your God.
51 officers, Earl.
Donald Trump, your God, is going to be destroyed. Then he's going to jail. He's going to destroy what's left of the Republican Party. And you'll still be whimpering and talking about how great the Republican Party is. But this article right here, today's Wall Street Journal, Republican newspaper, he's angry. Trump is set to create new problems for the GOP as nomination looks locked up. That's not from me, CJ. That's not from me. It's from the Wall Street Journal. So whether you want to believe it or not, who cares? You know what I mean? You're one guy holding on to a dream. A dream that's a nightmare for the Republican Party. They didn't want Donald Trump because he's angry because he thinks that they left him out in the cold. And he's going to attack every one of them and destroy their chances for a long time to come. You got your last chance, CJ. Go ahead.
Well, I'm actually supporting Nikki Haley, our first woman president, if she gets the nomination. Yeah.
You're supporting Nikki Haley. Nick, you might get more votes than Nikki Haley. Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, hey. Why don't you look at her record?
I don't need to look at her record.
Resume.
I don't need to look at her resume. You need to be talking to your fellow Republicans You need to be talking to fellow Republicans who will never select Nikki Haley. You're living in a dream world, man. Come out of the dream world into the real world sometimes, CJ. And then maybe we can have a real conversation, Nikki Haley.
Haley's not even a blip on any polling data.
Well, that's why.
What chance would she possibly have?
Well, and that's why it's hard to talk with CJ, because he's not dealing with a full deck, clearly. Any person who would suggest Nikki Haley, who doesn't even rate 2% chance, got some, you know, bats in the belfry. Is that what they used to? That's an old axiom that they used to use. Only guys like Johnny Watermelon and myself remember that term, bats in the belfry. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Want instant respect when you tell people what you do for a living? Want to turn heads for the project you helped build? Want a thrilling career? Want to make some big bucks? Be a cowboy in the sky. You'll get the best wages in the business, full family insurance, and two retirement plans on top of those great paychecks. There's more. Be proud and happy to go to work again. Contact Ironworkers Local 8 at 414-476-9372. 414-476-9372. Or visit IWL8.org.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
High of 62 this afternoon, under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 40. Daytime highs approaching 61. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Temps a bit below average. Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the mid-50s. Showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number, Nikki Haley. Man, he could have said Ron DeSantis, Calvin. And Ron DeSantis doesn't have a snowball's chance, but Nikki Haley? Man, oh. Anyway, Calvin, Ron DeSantis is taking on Disney World, right? Disneyland. And he's taking on Disney World. And here's a governor that is wasting all this time and energy and effort taking on Disney World. Why? I mean, he's created this fight over something that doesn't matter a hill of beans. Well, you can't use the term gay. Wait a minute. What? What? Well, if you use that, you know, we want to do away with those terms. We don't think that the American people, you know, want to hear those things. Those are things that we don't want to hear. We are Americans, and so never mind that those people are Americans too. None of those things matter. Never mind that they have rights just like we do. You know, and you're a governor with that mindset and also a guy who plans to run and has just announced that you're running for president of the United States. And while you're running for president of the United States, you're in a battle with a theme park? Man. and you somehow think that you're getting some mileage. So what happens? The theme park decides, Calvin, to sue Governor DeSantis. Well, Governor DeSantis' response is, I know, I'll fix you. I'll put a prison right next to Disneyland, Disney World. Wait a minute, man. Man, do you realize how much money Disney World brings into the state of Florida? And you're working towards shutting it down? And somehow we're supposed to think that you're the smartest guy and that you should be the president of the United States? I don't think so. But he's begged for it, and now Disney World is suing Governor DeSantis. So let's see. That's about right, Calvin. That makes him a great candidate because while he's running for the nomination, he's being sued. Well, you know, they got another guy over there who's being sued, the front runner, every which way, you know, being sued. Maybe that's part of what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a prerequisite. Yeah, you have to have active lawsuits against you to be the Republican nominee.
Hey, Calvin, that's kind of what it looks like. So they look around, they say, oh, wait a minute. None of these other people, Pence, Nikki Haley, none of them have lawsuits. So, you know, we're not going to support them. But here comes Ron DeSantis. Da, 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 da. And he's being sued. That's our guy. Man.
Which, just to bring it back to Nikki Haley for one second, Mike Pence is pulling 4 points above her. And Liz Cheney, who's not even running, has no interest in running, is polling the same as Nikki Haley.
Hey, the chances of Mike Pence becoming president of the United States is as remote as can possibly be. And you're saying that even he is outpolling Nikki Haley.
Yep, 7% apparently want Pence and only 3% want Haley.
Hey, man, I'm going to leave CJ alone, man, because, you know, he's dealing with some issues, clearly, man, to bring up Nikki Haley. But anyway, you know, man, it really is, and I've listened to Ron DeSantis, and the Republicans tried hard all towards the end of last year, you know, in the fall. They start pushing Ron DeSantis. I told CJ, I mean, I'm in focus. I watch Republican and conservative things, man. I read that stuff every day, man. I know where they're coming from. I don't do it because I think they're so brilliant. I do it because I know when I come on the air, I had better have an idea of what I'm talking about. It's why I do what very few other talk show hosts do and say, hey, if you disagree, if you think what I'm saying is inaccurate, 844-967-2789. I don't hear that coming from any conservative talk show hosts. They don't welcome debate. They run from it. I run to it. And so if that's going to be the case, and it is, then I need to know what the hell I'm talking about. So, man, I have to watch Fox News. And it's gotten more and more difficult to watch it, you know, after Tucker Carlson is gone. Because there's nothing there. Man, there's nothing there. And yet I know guys like CJ and others. Forgot the other guy's name. Who keep calling. I know, man, they're sucking all that up, man. They're sucking all that up. Those lies. I watch the same stuff they do, but I know it's public theater. They think it's real. So anyway, man, listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, guy, you had a chance to call me when we had time to talk about it. Now you want to call at the end of it. We're going to talk about something else on the other side. 844-967-2789. I got a guess. We'll be right back.
Bye. Attention all DIYers. When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit ChoiceLandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.